This podcast is brought to you by Civic Tech Innovation Network in partnership with Voice of Vets.
Welcome to the age of civic technology, an age where ordinary civilians use their expertise in technological innovations and passion for social justice towards solving challenges facing the public sector. I'm Mabato Monze, your host. This is a podcast that explores the impact of civic tech in Africa. Through this podcast, we have conversations with innovators, activists, researchers, government officials, and the third sector from throughout the continent about how civic tech can be used to improve civic engagement, transparency, good governance, ultimately advancing democracy. We speak to Professor Geshi Karuri Sabina, National Coordinator at the Civic Tech Innovation Network, who will share with us more about the Civic Tech Innovation Network and its work. She was invited to be National Organizer at CTIN in its first year in 2018 to support its efforts to engage with different actor groups in South Africa, including local and national government officials who were relatively unaware of the emerging field of civic tech. Geshi's career background is in computer science, built environment, and innovation studies. She is a visiting research fellow at the Wits School of Governance and an adjunct professor at the University of Cape Town's African Center for Cities. Welcome, Geshi.
Thank you, Mabata.
Please tell us more about the Civic Tech Innovation Network.
Okay, thanks. So the Civic Tech Innovation Network is a community of practice, basically, for people who are working using technology to advance civic participation in South Africa, but also more broadly in Africa. Now, that participation would be for various purposes, such as in delivering public services and benefits. Some are interested in improving governance through increasing voice, transparency, accountability. And there are lots of great examples of these efforts being made by civic tech innovators in creative, inappropriate, and especially ineffective uses of digital technologies in connecting government and citizens. So as CTIN, what we're trying to do is to offer a hub and platforms for people in this space to learn, to share knowledge and experiences, and also to collaborate. So our network is quite vast. It includes practitioners, researchers, experts, decision makers, really just anybody who's interested in this space.
But what really is civic tech, and why is civic tech innovation important?
Good question, because we throw the word around so much. So by civic tech, we are typically referring to the use of online and digital technologies and platforms that serve to enable citizens to hold governments to account, to enable interaction between citizens and local authorities, also just to improve communication between government and society. So it's not always adversarial. It's about this engagement, this enabling engagement between the parties. The platforms also have the potential, of course, to create greater citizen agency in developing creative solutions. And that's the innovation piece to both old and new social challenges. And where this is all coming from is this convergence of trends, right? So we've got the democratization of technology on the one hand, which is coming with digital transformation, which we hear a lot about, but also the democratization of governance, which is also opening up space, both by invitation, but also by demand, where civic actors in development spaces want to be involved in developing solutions and social innovations. So this civic tech movement, where activists essentially interface with technology, is relatively new on the continent, being led by ordinary people, ordinary individuals, ordinary groups who have interests, but who also have skills in digital technologies. But they have, first and foremost, a passion for solving social problems and for getting society to work. So this is that magical space of potential and power that we're nurturing through the CTIN. We really believe that civic tech innovators have the potential to democratize a whole spectrum of previously complex, you know, processes through increased access, functionality, and then, of course, the relative anonymity that anybody can do it, and it's up to you the extent to which you want to be exposed for your role in doing it. So it's a very exciting space for us, Mabata.
Most certainly. With civic tech being a relatively new concept in Africa, what is your vision for the impact that CTIN could have in the civic tech or development space?
So that's a good question, because we call ourselves a community of practice and an action learning network, and that doesn't often sound to people like impact in terms of all of these social issues I'm talking about. But really, we are an initiative that's committed to this idea of building a society that is more just, more equitable, and more sustainable. And where we see our tiny role in this big civic tech space is in, number one, recognizing that talent and passion in African communities. And upon recognizing it, we aim to support and enable it. So we think that the learning and the sharing of experiences, the not repeating or, you know, redundancies in the system, doing things that have been done before, but really finding spaces for additionality, for adding value, that's what we're really interested in. So we want to identify and support these learnings, these areas of common interest in civic tech communities in Africa. So what we normally say is that our priorities are to grow the civic tech space, to generate relevant information and insights so that members in the network can enhance their success and their impact. And we see that as our success and our impact as a network. And then importantly, to provide opportunities for network actors to meet and to engage and to share amongst each other. So our role is very much that of an enabler.
Fantastic. So it's been about 3 years since 2018 that CTIN has been around. I just need to understand, how do people get a hold of CTIN? How do they get involved in civic tech, for instance?
Yeah, so that's a good question. We are currently hosted by the WITS School of Governance, which might give people the impression that we're an academic space and maybe not accessible. But in fact, it's completely open to anyone in the civic tech space across Africa. Our website is our main storefront, so to speak. So civictech.africa is our URL, and we welcome people to sign up or subscribe for our regular newsletter, which we really try to make sure we're using as a way to share our latest info and resources. We're also on social media at civictechafrica, which is one word, and that's another place where we are regularly posting resources but also updates on what we do. We hold regular convenings, events, you know, those might be webinars, outside of COVID, those are physical meetings, breakfast sessions, those kinds of things, almost monthly. And those are a very important way to engage us, but also to engage others in the community. We're really open to connecting and partnering with any interested organizations or individuals, be they civic, be they governmental, even other role players like social entrepreneurs, scholars, researchers. They're always interested, of course, in funders, because there's always a need to resource the activities. Just anybody who shares our mission of wanting to understand and build up this practice in relevant and impactful ways. Maybe one more I'll add, Mabato, is that we also really welcome civic tech innovators to submit their initiatives onto our Atlas or our case studies database. And those are two collections where we are trying to document both initiatives across the continent, but also learning cases that others could benefit from if they had a bit more depth on the kinds of initiatives people have. So lots of ways to find us.
Thank you so much, Geshi, for that. And just to remind you, you can find CTIN at civictech.africa online, as well as on various social media platforms, on Twitter, for instance, civictech@africa. They also have a YouTube channel you can follow, where you can catch up on different webinars CTIN has had since inception. I am Mabato Monte, your host at Civic Tech in Africa podcast. I'm looking forward to an insightful journey with you, and bye for now.
This podcast was brought to you by Civic Tech Innovation Network in partnership with Voice of Vets.